with his spirit, and probably he's singing and glorifying and praising the Lord. And so many others, my granddaddy, my great-granddaddy, I know I've told you the story. I believe the Lord let him know a little bit about when his time was near, because this was in the old church. This was before the church down there was even remodeled. This was when it was still just kind of a plain building. I don't even think the Sunday school rooms had been built on it at all. And the Lord was blessing, and we started singing that song. I can't remember the songs now. Getting Ready, Getting Ready. Yeah, not Getting Ready, but Getting. They sing it in the Southern style. It's Getting Ready to Leave This World. And my great-granddaddy, George Bailey, got to worship and praise the Lord. And he was kind of a tall, slender guy, and he raised those hands, and he got to walking around the church, just glorifying and praising the Lord and looking up, big old tears rolling down his face. And that just blessed everybody. We all had a wonderful time glorifying and praising the Lord. And then that very next week, he and one of his good friends was on their way to work. They had both come out of retirement to go back to work at Bannon Yarn Mills because they needed some help. They hadn't always been, staffing shortages. There were staffing shortages back then, too. And they were crossing the railroad track down there on the second crossing across from Happy Valley Church. They didn't have any barns there. They were probably talking, and a train hit them and took both of them out of this world. And I thought my granddaddy, his son, would never get over that. He was still pastoring at that time. But then we all begin to think, Papa was glorifying and praising the Lord that night and singing, Getting Ready to Leave This World. And thank God he was ready by the blood of Jesus Christ. He was filled with the Spirit of the Lord. And I believe he is glorifying and praising heaven in heaven. And there's been so many of our congregation who are over there now. But my point is, don't lose heart. Don't faint. Don't be upset, because all that we're going through is temporary. The sickness, the affliction, the turmoil, the inflation, all of those things that worry us and sometimes cause us to fret and kind of get anxious about it, they're temporary. Those are the things that we see. But it says, look not at the things which are seen. Don't look at those. Don't stress over those things. But look at those things which are not seen. Look to the streets of gold. Look to a place where there is eternal light. Look to a place where there's no more sickness, no heartache, no problems, no troubles, no alarm clock. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. No more jobs to have to go to and no more situations. It's just going to be a glorious and wonderful place. And then I thought about those who are afflicted. Now, I've shared with this too, many, many times, but I believe, according to the Word of God, that Kevin is going to have a brand new body, a glorified body, and he's not going to need that wheelchair, and he's not going to need all of that oxygen and stuff that he gets for and has been getting for a number of years. And that's the things that we see, but those are the things that's temporal. It may be years and years and years and years, but it's still just temporary. I begin to glorify and praise the Lord of the wonderful hope that we have, a brand new home. Now, he's not talking about a mansion made of brick or stone or wood or hardy planks or anything like that. He's talking about a glorified body. That's going to be my brand new home. Now, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that the Lord has prepared for us. The reason is because our little minds won't comprehend the greatness, the wonderful, and the majesty. Imagine a place where there's no more night. All you sleepyheads are going to be over. There won't be any time to sleep. We're going to glorify and praise the Lord forever. And you'll never get tired of glorifying and praising the Lord. Your voice will be just as strong as it ever was. Amen. The songs of praise, Sister Tabitha, I don't know what they are, but I guarantee you every one of us is going to know all the words. And don't worry if you can't carry a tune now, because you're going to be able to sing in heaven. You may not sing now, but when you get to heaven, you're going to join in that heavenly choir. We're going to sing glory and praise unto the Lord forever and ever. And if it's nothing but I love you, Jesus, thank you, Lord. That's a wonderful song to sing. But those things are temporary down here. Whatever you're going through, it will come to an end. And the wonderful thing about it is one of these days, the Bible said, it is appointed unto man to die, and after this the judgment. If in fact we're ready, if in fact we have confessed and had the blood of Jesus Christ applied to our sins, amen, then we're going to a better place, a glorious place provided by the Lord Jesus Christ. No wonder there's so many songs written about heaven, Beulah Land, and all those wonderful songs. But this morning when Sister Jennifer was singing that temporary home, it really, those scriptures really begin to come to my mind and to my heart. Every bit of this is temporary. Whatever you're going through right now, if it's a problem, it's just temporary. If it's a setback, it's just temporary. You know, well, Brother Eddie, it don't seem temporary, but it is when you measure that against eternity. Eternity has no beginning, and eternity has no end. Now, I'll be really honest with you. When I was really young, probably Trey's age or maybe younger, had a hard time trying to figure out what eternity was. And it kept me awake a lot at night because everything that I was raised on, and everything had a time, a starting time, an ending time. There was a time to do this and a time to do that. And I would think about a place where there is never any on and on and on and on and on. But you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. Because this body is not going to be there. That new soul is going to have a body, a glorified body, amen, like Jesus. And it's going to be able to glorify and praise the Lord for eternity, praising Him and no end. We won't have to say a dismissal prayer, amen. We'll just glorify and praise Him forever. Sister Jennifer, come if you would and sing that song. Now, I want you that are here, I want you to get this in your heart and in your mind. If you got loved ones already over there, then, you know, I'm going to join them. If you had a hard time in life and you're going through a struggle right now, just assure yourself that this is just temporary. It's just going to last a little bit longer. Just a little while, there's one song, and then we'll all be with our Lord and Savior forever and ever. Doesn't matter really what heaven looks like. It doesn't matter what we see and what we don't see. The greatest thing to know is that Jesus is going to be there. And that's what's going to make it so good. Stand, if you would, join in that song, Praise the Lord. Just temporary home, amen. We have an eternal home. And this is not it, by the way, amen. How many is looking for a better place? All right.
Sometimes I feel like I'm just walking around with my head up in the clouds. I'm steady moving, but I'm not gaining ground. Heading the wrong way in the crowd. When I remember I'm not part of this world, I'm moving higher each day. Upward mobility sounds mighty good to me. I just can't wait to get away. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home. Bothered by the problems in life, don't you let them get you down. Just look to Jesus, you will not be denied. He'll leave you up to higher ground. Don't you forget that you're a child of the King, that you're an heir to His throne. You may not know just when He's coming back. He'll take us to our happy home. I've got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home.
Thank you.
Just walking around with my head up in the clouds. I'm steady moving, but I'm not gaining ground. Heading the wrong way in the crowd. Then I remember I'm not part of this world. I'm moving higher each day. Upward mobility sounds mighty good to me. I just can't wait to get away. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home.
How many got a home already over there? The Lord's making and fashioning it just for you. How glorious that is to know Him. Praise God. You know what? I want to see every single one of you in heaven. You're not ready. Man, this should be the day. This should be the time. Make your life ready. And accepted Jesus Christ. There's no better time than tonight. Before we even leave, if there's a one here tonight that's not sure, that's not certain, when you close your eyes tonight, that if you don't see the dawning of another day, and if you're not ready to meet the Lord, then please, by all means, make it right. God bless you. We love you. Have a glorious and wonderful evening and an even greater week. This is only our temporary home. Praise God.
Lord, a hand clap. Praise. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Miss Tabitha, you need prayer this evening.
One more clap
Jesus. Amen. Isn't he good to us?
Praise God. What a wonderful day in the Lord. Praise God. And you know, what a privilege we have. Come to the Lord. Just come straight to him. Because of Jesus. Because of his sacrifice for us. But as we also, it's an honor that we get to pray for one another and have our faith in God and know that through the same God carrying us through, same God they're seeking, same God that they need to answer those prayers. We know we've witnessed healings today. We know there's those lives have been changed today. We know there are situations that have been brought forth. And the first step is for someone just to release it to God, and then the honor that we have just to pray with them and watch God at work. We thank Jesus. We thank each and every one of you for your prayers. Those of you watching online, we welcome you. If you do have a prayer request, please put it in the comment section or praise report, because we know God's working. Love to hear those praises. Praise God. All hearts and minds clear. Y'all, for those of you that couldn't hear Brother Eddie, for Brother Priest, as we just pray for him. Priest came and brought up prayer this morning, but as he said, he's had one setback after the other. He's still struggling. He's still working. He's just putting one foot in front of the other. But we know a God that can take care of every bit of this and give him relief and give him peace. And he was always a regular here at service with us. And we know that he's still a man of God. So we're just asking the Lord to touch him and his family, to strengthen both of them, the caretaker and those that are in need. Praise God. I want to invite each and every one of you for service Wednesday night. Don't forget about our teen class and all the other activities that go on. And we just want to keep each and every one of the ministries in our prayer. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again, dear Lord, for just your visitation, dear Lord, for your love and your mercy for each and every one of us. Lord, for allowing us to be able to come into your house and in your name, and most of all, to be able to feast on your word. Lord, we thank you for your message, dear Lord. We thank you for your love. Lord, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, we ask for your safety. Lord, we thank you for answering prayers, dear Lord, and we ask you to guide us as we go forward. Dear Lord, now we just ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. And dear Lord, as we reach open these doors, they're open to everyone, that this will be a sanctuary. This will be the church that people can come to and flock to find you. They'll hear the truth, and they'll turn their life over to you. Lord, again, we thank you for answering prayers. We thank you for your love. In the most precious name of all, the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And everyone says, amen. Love y'all. Have a wonderful week. See y'all Wednesday night.
God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles there.